so long.
That's what she said.
You wish she said that, Jonelle. Welcome to Parade of Dicks. I am your host, Lucy Buttons, here with my co-host and co-producer, Jonelle.
Hello.
Hi, Jonelle.
Hey.
And today we have a very special guest in the house. She's one of the finest burlesque fan dancers that's ever been. But as she said, she's fallen from grace. Now a Pilates instructor and an actress, Pandora.
Hi there.
Hi. How's everyone?
Hey.
Thank you for being here today.
No problem. I'm excited.
Good.
We're a little nervous.
Well, you should be. You've never listened to the podcast.
I have not as yet, no.
So but we hate you and you're dead to us.
It's new. It's okay. So thank you for being here and jumping right in. But basically, this podcast is very like most of our conversations.
Okay.
So Parade of Dicks. We're just talking about dicks.
My favorite thing.
Yeah. You're like, I can do that for 30 minutes or so.
Anytime, any day.
And that's why she's a guest.
Yes. So usually we start with one of my dick disqualifiers, which is something that if I saw on someone's profile or learned about them, that I would probably swipe left or just stop returning their calls.
And then we judge her judgment.
Yeah. So you can say, you know, if you agree or you disagree or whatever. So, I have a couple on here that are really good for Pandora. Maybe we have to have Pandora do more than one episode because she and I really could get into a lot of this and take over the entire episode.
But, no.
But she did say something just before we started recording to you, Jonelle, which was that you shaved your beard off.
I did, because you judged me.
I judged the fuck out of you the other day when you showed up with that thing for our outing, when you know how I feel about, and granted, it's not a date, and you're my friend, and you can do whatever you want, but I was like, this douche shows up with a beard when we have plans, because you always want to have plans.
I did actually wear the beard. Deliberately to annoy
on
you.
On purpose. Well, mission accomplished. But that's actually the first dick disqualifier was beards.
What?
So
Jonelle, don't listen to Buttons. If you ever want to get laid, bring the facial hair back.
I have Asian.
Oh, what?
What?
Yeah.
It's Asian you look facial good with hair.
It. On him or in general, you like men with beards?
Yeah, I mean, not a huge beard like, you know, Rip Van Winkle kind of shit, but I do like a little bit of facial hair. Sure,
I'm growing it right now. I'm willing my facial hair to come out.
Yeah, you look good. Why do you listen to Buttons?
You know what? That's true.
I'm your
why
home
do
girl.
I listen to? Why I should never listen to you, Buttons?
What do you mean? I'm right about so many things. I gave you great advice the other day.
That is true.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Jonelle had a date the other day, and he didn't use the magic line.
Uh oh.
I
What's
was
that?
Too friendly as usual.
He was a little too casual, so I think he may have gotten friend-zoned. So he wasn't sure if there was a mutual interest there, and I said that the best, least creepy thing that a man can say is that I've really enjoyed your company. When can I see you again?
Yeah,
and what
fine.
I said was, I really enjoyed your company. I hope we can get together when you get back from your trip.
No, you said chat.
Chat.
Oh, no.
No, you don't want to chat.
No.
No.
Yeah. Well,
so
you know,
direct
we'll see.
And to the point.
We'll see in the next 11 days.
Direct but not creepy. And that's why that's in some ways why we have this, so that we can talk about these things. People can learn from it because they like that on the regular thing. So, okay.
I mean, I personally like creepy. I enjoy it, so it doesn't really bother me.
That's true. You like weird. You find it interesting.
Yeah, I like creepy, yeah.
So the second thing that I have on the list, which I thought Pandora might interest you, is kids.
Ooh.
Would you date a guy with kids?
I have.
Okay, and?
I mean, I never met them. But we've broken up so many times, I never get the chance.
But they were older. They were adults.
They were adults. They were older.
They were his kids, but they were adults. But would you date someone with, like, young kids that need time?
No.
Sorry.
So if said person told you in advance that he had kids, would you have gone out with the dude?
No.
Ah, so this was like a low-key person before you found out.
Oh, if the person had revealed that he had
They
small
were adult
children.
Yeah, they were adults.
I was okay with like older children, like 15 or 13. That's fine. I don't mind that. But if they're like babies, no, I don't think so.
But that's because you like older men.
I do.
Those men would be too probably too old for me if their kids were that old, or they would have had them so young. And then if a guy has kids, but they're living with the mom in another country, which I did actually have a date that said that once, then I just kind of...
Well, that's okay, because I am dating someone whose kids are in Australia.
Oh.
And that's really far, so I'm okay with that.
It depends on the situation, though, because for this guy, his kids were living with their mom, but he, like, almost wasn't involved. And so I just felt like I couldn't really respect that either, because I would want you to be a good dad.
Yeah, no, I don't know about that. But, yeah, I mean, it's okay if, like, this guy I'm dating, his kid is now visiting for 3 weeks, and then he goes back and forth.
But you're more casual.
I'm more casual, yeah.
Yeah. And Janelle, how about you? Would you date a woman with kids?
Actually, I really don't know, to tell you the truth, because one, I just need to date first. Mm-hmm. But ideally, it would be nice if they didn't have a child,
right?
Or had a kid. But
this is disqualifiers. It's a yes or a no.
It's not a no. It's not. It's not a disqualifier for me, because I think a single mother, because I will not date somebody married.
Right.
So if a single mother is strong enough to have a kid and still be out there trying to find another partner or trying to enjoy their life to the fullest, that says a lot about that person. So it won't be a disqualifier, although it's not going to be like something that it's not something that I'm going to look for.
Okay. So. And I mean, I did date a guy, you know, years ago that had a kid. The kid was probably 5 at the time, but I learned from that. And so that's why it's on the list now. I want to do one more.
Let's do it.
With Pandora here. One of the things on my list is abstains from eating pussy. So if a man abstains from eating pussy, that is his choice.
No bueno.
Yeah, I'm not going there. So the reason why I wanted to talk about that one is not so much to discuss the disqualifier, but to give Pandora an opportunity to tell her stories, because she and I have this discussion all the time. She can be an eager beaver, let's say. when she meets someone new who she likes and is sexy, right? And men, as they do, like to stick their dicks in our mouths.
True.
That's a thing.
True,
yeah.
True.
I get that it feels good for you, but so she's...
I heard they call... Is that what they call a blowjob?
Yeah, a blowjob. Okay.
Okay. So I heard about this thing.
More than once, Pandora has called me and said, Buttons, it happened again. And I said, what happened again? And she says, well, I went out with so-and-so last night. We had a nice time. We had dinner and drinks. She's a sucker she would love, I mean, how you're a feeder. That's her thing. She wants to be taken on, a nice fancy date, get dressed up.
Absolutely, but I'm not like you. I only eat one meal.
Oh, the judgments.
No, kidding.
Not the point.
With friends like these.
I have been known to order multiple courses. Sometimes that includes 2 entrees. But that's what works for me. Thank you for sharing that with everyone. That's okay, because I still get my pussy eaten because I follow the cardinal rule. The rule that I reiterate to you all the time is that you cannot give a blowjob to start the night off. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. You're dating older men, and older men oftentimes need a lot of time to recover.
Sometimes,
not all the time.
Yeah.
But they need time to recover. I mean, most men need at least a few minutes to recover. But also, you've called on more than one instance and said that you gave him a blowjob, and then you're like, okay, your turn. And they were like, it's not for me. What did that one guy say? The one with the accent? I love how you do it.
Oh, the Israeli guy.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I don't like this. So what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, I don't prefer this.
Wait, do you blowjob to completion? That's why they can't do anything else?
No.
Okay, good. Yeah, check that. I mean,
but that's not even the point. The point is that these stories she's told me, that they expect her to give them this blowjob first time going home sometimes with them, and she has done so willingly, and she's like, okay, you know, like, time to reciprocate, and they just are like, it's not for me. It's not my thing.
I find this really fascinating, because, you know,
Janelle loves pussy.
No, yeah, but not not on that angle.
Is that why he shaved the beard?
We've talked about this in perpetuity, but like from the friends that I have at you know different facets of life, the women don't actually want to give a blowjob until they get to know the person okay. too. So this is kind of like,
are you judging us?
No, I'm not judging. This is like that's why I enjoy doing this podcast with you guys because my mind is being open to the horizons that is not available to me.
That's just what they told you. I got to get to know you first.
Or it's like most of the time, like if they the first time they sleep with a guy, most often, they are not comfortable being gunned down on.
I don't mind.
And then they also do not prefer going down on the person, but definitely the next should be like all about the woman.
But isn't that interesting? I mean, I understand that burying your face in someone's genitals is intimate, right? And it could be considered more intimate, but a woman having sex, our bodies are literally being invaded mm-hmm. by someone. Like you're inside our bodies. And if you do choose to have unprotected sex, I read that article that our bodies actually like absorb some of the DNA from every person we do that with. Oh, so you're God. Literally because I know, isn't that disgusting? So are you counting right now?
No, darling, I lost count ages ago. I didn't even try.
So I mean, that's really invasive. So the idea that you have sex, which should be an intimate act. I mean, whether it's loving or not, whatever, but like it's an intimate act because we can use a condom, then we're taking the person out of it that, oh no, I can have sex with you. I can have you inside my body. But if you could not put your face in my vagina, like that's just an odd idea
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
Because I would let anybody go down on me, but I wouldn't have sex with anybody. And I certainly wouldn't blow anybody if they hadn't done that correctly in the first place. It's like you got to earn your way.
I mean, you know,
into your microphone.
That's you,
darling.
That's you.
There are some men who go down and then it's really disappointing. And
So how do you handle that?
You try to give pointers as best as possible. And if it doesn't rectify, then you kind of don't do it again.
Do you kick them out? Do you have sex with them?
I mean, you know, yeah, you just recognize that they're not good at it.
I know, but in the moment, what do you do? Sometimes if I'm bored, I'll just be like, okay, let's come here. Fuck me.
Yeah. Probably. And yeah. then I'll stop it. Or, you know, I've actually literally just been like, well, you know me, I'm blonde. It's like, okay, yeah, that's not working. Thanks.
So you ask them to leave?
No. I mean, are you talking about like somebody that I haven't seen for?
Like a hookup. Yeah.
Oh, a hookup. Mm. Yeah, then I would just be like, all right, I had enough. Thanks.
I have an early morning.
I mean, I've been known to throw out men all the time.
Oh, okay.
Because they were bad at it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just, you know, have my period. I'm really sick. You're going to have to go. I'm sorry. I have to meet my parents for brunch tomorrow. I mean, you know,
just
all
any
the
excuse.
Gamut of things. Unless they're drunk and they pass out on me, which has happened. And then they're so big and I can't, like, oh, you don't even know.
So many stories.
Too many. I've forgotten some of them.
I haven't, and I appreciate that. That you share them with me. So what did you do to that Israeli guy when he said that?
I said, but you like your dick sucked, right? He's like, yes. I'm like, order me an Uber now. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah, no. I was like, no. This is not going to happen.
So, but I do always give you that advice, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
And how has that worked for you since?
It's worked very well. I'm dating someone. And the first thing he did was, I've only allowed him to go down on me. We haven't had sex.
Okay.
Ooh.
How is it?
Oh, he's good. Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so how long do you want someone to do that for?
Oh, he did it for hours, which was wonderful. I wasn't going to stop him.
Perfect. Yeah. I just read a post.
I was like, I ain't stopping you.
That's an hour is a little too long, though.
An hour sounds painful to you. Okay, so that was what I was going to say. I read this Facebook post. Janelle grabbed his jaw and said, my mouth hurts. Yeah. I get that. I mean, I don't really understand how you're like beating yourself in the chair. It's just, you know. But I read a post from one of my Facebook followers that said, you know, does anybody really like that when men say they can go down on you for hours? And in my head, I was like, yeah, of course. Pandora's nodding right now. Yeah, we definitely love that.
Doesn't it get too sensitive or?
Well, so that was her point. She's like, first of all, it shouldn't take that long.
Sure.
And second of all, that sounds like, you know, painful to her. And so it was really interesting reading the thread. And some people were like, after 8 orgasms, I'm tired. And I literally wrote, fuck you.
Some people struggle for the one.
Some people struggle to get to the one. Mm-hmm. 2 would be a fucking miracle these days. but I used to have people that would do 8. My record was 38 in a 24-hour period.
Oh, 24. But you had breaks, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we slept for a while. Did it again.
In one session. Let's do that. In one session.
What's one session, though?
Like one.
You could stay in bed all day and that's one session.
Yeah, but without sleeping. Like, you know, no naps.
It's impossible.
Can you rehydrate or get food?
That's a break then. So let's see, one round, one sexual round.
I'm just thinking about that UTI that will happen.
I mean, yeah. What if you get, because ladies have to go to the bathroom after.
I know, but that's why.
Good note.
That's why I wouldn't want to do like too long of a session, like not a 3-hour session. You do a lot of half hour sessions and then you take a break. Because in a 24-hour session, that can do.
Okay, I'm going to overshare here. When I masturbate, I come multiple times. Because
really?
One is never enough. So I usually will get 3 to 12 when I masturbate.
But are you using your hand?
Well, see, this is how we know you haven't been listening to the podcast, because we talked about toys somewhat recently.
Okay.
I am using my hands. I don't like, you should know this about me. I love the expression on your face. I wish our listeners could see it when I said, yes, my hands. I don't like toys, and I don't want to desensitize my pussy. So, yeah.
I took your advice and stopped using toys, too.
And?
It's much better even when you have... When you have sex with someone, it's much better if you don't use the vibrator, because a dick obviously can't vibrate.
Right, and that's what I said to you. Dicks don't vibrate. Why would I use a vibrator? Mm. So how long ago did you stop using a vibrator?
2 years ago.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know this.
So long. Mm.
We've been friends forever.
But I hope you're not talking about, did you stop using a vibrator today? No? And go into next week. How about this week?
Have you stopped using your vibrator yet?
I get. Not yet.
Janelle, do you ever use a vibrator? a pocket pussy?
I'm fortunately, one of the very, very few advantages of being a guy is like you are equipped with 2 hands. And you can
I have 2 hands too. Good.
So that's all you need.
That's all you need.
That's all. The people that buys fleshlights and toys like that, hey, do you? But
you're saving up for the real girl.
Exactly. I mean, it's still like even doing it too much. Well, you're right. One, it desensitizes you, but it actually doesn't increase your endurance.
Right.
Like, it doesn't make you have sex longer if you can masturbate 10 times in a day.
Right.
No.
That's not why I'm doing it. I do it like if I'm not, well, A, because it feels good. And B, if I'm not having regular sex, you got to kind of like keep the juices flowing.
But for, you
so
said,
to speak.
You said 3 to 12. In one session.
Yeah, masturbating. Really?
How long is that session?
Not long, because I know where I know what to do where.
Oh.
So the problem is
that
when women have sex with men, they don't come very often. But
sure.
When women have sex with women, they come very often. Mm-hmm. And when they masturbate, they come really quickly.
Yep.
And there's actually like I Googled it once upon a time, a different time frame and everything for that, because the problem when women fuck men is feeling comfortable, because men are so fucking weird and judgy about our bodies, and also don't know where to touch and how.
And every woman is different. So even if like for a guy, it'll take some ramp up period for you to be familiar with your partner, to know how fast, how deep, angle, number of strokes. So it takes a while, and then if you keep just fucking so many other people, it's just like, it's kind of like playing too many games and you can't master all of them. So that is that is a common thread. But it also same for guys. It's a man could masturbate and come really quick, because it's not, you know, masturbating is not for any deep satisfaction. You just want to get off.
Absolutely. So the guy that was able to make me come 38 times in one day, I was a babe. It was like my high school sweetheart. But he could make me come in under a minute, probably.
Wow.
So.
Pandora, yeah. But how many, what's your record? Versus 38 in a day.
I don't say 38, no. In terms of orgasms or how many times?
Orgasms.
Oh.
And are you an innie or an outie? I can't remember.
Out.
Outie. So that's, you know, you're looking at me confused, John. Now, we talked about this. Not a lot of women come from internal stimulation. Most women come from clitoral stimulation.
Oh, am I an innie in terms of vaginal stimulation?
Yeah.
Oh, I come better through intercourse.
Oh, you do?
Okay. I don't have a good time coming through
the clit.
No.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about belly button, so I got really confused. Why are you asking about her belly button right now?
I thought you were asking the shape of the vagina. I'm like, never mind. Skip that.
Pocketbook versus money clip.
Yeah.
okay, so when men are going down on you, they also need to be fingering you.
Yeah, they have to do some kind of combination thing. It just doesn't happen that easy with that.
Okay.
I don't really orgasm that often with that.
Well, and you are a size queen, so that...
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I haven't or have an orgasm with a smaller than average.
What is average for you? I'm asking all the questions now.
What is your average dick size? We used to measure it in fists. Do you remember when we used to measure it in fists and fingers?
I mean, I don't have a dick, so I don't know what my average dick size. I mean,
no,
it would be like
of the men that you've been with, I think is what Chanel was asking.
Yeah.
In terms of
how big are their dicks?
Some is like, I mean, the one partner that I really thought his was amazing. He was pretty big.
Two-fister?
Yeah. And pretty wide.
How wide? We have some soda cans here, some glasses.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah.
Like a soda can?
Yeah, yeah. He was pretty wide.
Ooh.
Soda well, good. Can. Now you can stash things up there.
That was years ago. Thank you much. I have a big gaping driveway here.
Hey, you still haven't answered your record.
Of
how many orgasms in a night? Because buttons can't determine a session. So in a night.
I did. I determined a masturbating session.
I would have to say the most 10. Ooh. No more than 10.
10's great.
10 is good. 10 is solid.
But then again, combining like going down and vaginal. But I have to say I don't really come that often from oral sex. I just don't.
Okay. And Jonelle, what's your record?
I'm a guy, so even in my peak 19, 20-year-old version of me, first or second girlfriend, the most in a night that I ejaculated will be 6.
Okay.
And it was in a 3-hour, 4-hour session before we had to go to school the next day, and that was it.
Have you ever had the ghost ejaculations?
Yeah. But
you don't know what I'm talking about. So sometimes men can have an orgasm, but nothing comes out. And it's just like dust. It's just like poof.
A little bit of like it's like the starts with thick and then gets thinner and thinner and thinner to like.
You're describing your cum?
It's because the factory shut down at that point.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes metabolisms are different per person, but you know,
I just don't want to think of the texture of your cum, though. Fucking foul. Like, ugh, that was really, I know it's Parade of Dicks, but come on.
I will deal with it. And this is the kind of podcast where that is welcome.
That's true.
Yeah. Don't I get a say?
No, for me, I'm happy with one really, really good orgasm. But nowadays, I'm older. So one really good orgasm for me is great, but I'm not happy if my partner only does one.
That's what I was just going to ask you about. So you have a little rule here.
Two, minimum of two.
Minimum of two before intercourse.
No. Minimum of one before intercourse. So one from either oral or fingering. The other one, however it goes. Whether we go in and out or sex and then oral and sex and oral, however way. But for a session, quickie or no quickie, My rule is two before we shut off I finish off.
So let's say you're having sex with someone and it's unprotected sex, and you come in her.
Mm-hmm.
Would you go down on her again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't stick my tongue way deep in there.
You're not trying to fish it back out?
No, no.
You don't grab a bendy straw for that shit?
No. Even though I do have a lot of bendy straws, I don't hook it out.
Can we move on to the next thing now?
Sure, what would you like to talk about, Pandora?
I mean, I got plenty of dick stories.
Tell us your worst one first, because we always love misery. So what was your worst experience? Give us the context, how it happened, and we'll judge.
We don't have all night.
Give us the Cliff Notes version.
You have a couple good stories. You have the one where you...
Flame crotch.
Well, flame crotch. Just tell the people who flame crotch is, and then we'll get... I was going to go into another one. Go ahead.
Flame crotch is so he knows that I call him flame crotch because it got around, by the way.
But he must have determined that was him because...
He has tattoos of flames around his dick.
That is the tackiest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah,
ever.
And then he put a ring on it.
A Prince Albert, and we talked about dick piercings in another one. So that's actually, this is not the direction that I wanted to go, but how was it having sex with someone with a Prince Albert? Could you feel it?
Yeah, you can feel it. Eventually, it'll cut you up like a bitch, and it has, and I have a severe bleeding disorder, so that wasn't very good. And I was like, this is not good.
Yeah. How big were the flames around his crotch?
Oh, my God. Tremendous. I did take a picture, though. I do have it somewhere. I don't know
where
it is.
You never showed me.
Yeah,
I'm
so
disappointed.
I did have the opportunity to take a picture.
Were the flames bigger or was the dick bigger?
He had a nice size one. Yes.
Did the flames come up above his pants line?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
So like when he dropped his pants, and I go, "What the fuck? Why would you fucking do that?" He's like, "What? It's all in the presentation."
Did he have pubes?
No, he's blondie, so he didn't have pubes.
Oh, okay. Blondes have lots of pubes, actually.
But he didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
She must have shaved or trimmed or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, my question was
weirdo.
Like,
and I found out he voted for Trump, and that was disgusting.
That was the end of that. Plus, he was the clammy one. Wasn't he the clammy one? She would always talk about how his hands were like cold clammy. Clam hands.
Clammy, clam, clam, clam. Because everybody wants those going down their back.
Did he explain why he had a flame crotch?
Yeah, so one of my friends figured it out, actually. And then I was like, my friend said, what are you, a hot rod? He goes, actually, yeah, I did get it in the 90s when the hot rods
My God.
Oh, cars.
That's so bad.
All right. All right.
Yeah, that's why he got it.
So that wasn't the one I was going to ask was the worst. The one I was going to ask was the worst. Well, there's two. So you dated a guy once that had erectile dysfunction.
I mean, I've dated plenty of men with erectile dysfunction. I don't know which one.
Well, there was one that was emotionally upsetting for you because of his erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, because I was in a relationship with him.
You were in a relationship. Jesus. And I just remember you I just remember you describing. You're like, do you know what it's
like? Oh, by
like?
The way, he was terrible at going down as well. Oh, my God. One time he was going down on me and I was crying.
Because
it was so bad. I told you that. You died laughing.
That sounds like me. But I remember you calling me crying because you're like, do you know what it's like to have a flaccid penis in your mouth? And at the time I was like, nope. Sorry, bitch. But that wasn't even the worst one that I was going to say. I'm wondering if it's the more recent one and how you would describe the sex with no.
Let's pick a different one. But before we pick a different one, I do want to ask you know that the person has an erectile dysfunction disorder.
This was years ago.
And you still was in a relationship with that person.
I was in a relationship.
So what made you stay in that relationship? Because
like she's trying to remember that herself right now.
I mean, I've had a recent run into him, so, and it didn't go very well. But he knew that his erectile dysfunction was an issue. And actually, recently, he tried dating one of my friends, and it was an issue with her. And then he's like, you know, Pandora said the same thing.
You warned her, though.
But I, no, yes, I did. And he was like, you know, Pandora, you know, because of my thyroid disorder, she didn't accept it either. And she's like, you think? And so, yeah.
Well, it's hard to accept. Okay, so the thing is, it's really not a big deal. Have you ever just not been able to maintain an erection, Jonelle? Do you mind sharing that?
Oh, no. You know, I mean, of course. It just won't work. But it'll be, for at least knock on wood on myself, it's one of those
knock
rare...
Knock on wood.
Those were the outliers. Like some maybe tired or thinking something.
Sure.
So that's why I can't get it up. But you know, it's so one in like 1,000 maybe.
But those are good odds. But so did you? The thing is that men, first of all, it's so tied to like your identities being a man, mm-hmm. of being able to do it. So the reaction if your dick isn't working is a thing. But also, I think if a man makes up for it, like I don't come from penetrative sex. So if a man loses his erection, it's not a big deal. I'm mm-hmm. like, just stick your face back down mm-hmm. there and get me off, and then we're good.
Yeah, but what if he sucks at that too?
But that's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say with your ex, because if he wasn't good at it, and then this other woman's not accepting it, like, take a hint, buddy. Take a class. Read some books. Study up.
Well, the friend dated him many years later. I was in my early 30s when I dated him. And this was many years later.
But he still was bad at it. And that's the
point. I mean, he was bad
point.
At it. And he's still... I mean, he's always going to have that issue because of whatever.
Sure. But
so,
you have
and
to
he
be
knows.
A, but you have to be a people pleaser. The thing is, when you're having sex... I mean, not outside
but
of your comfort zone.
But also, she was a size queen, too. And I'm like, oh, yeah, two size
but
queens
my, so here's
away.
The thing, though.
I just picture him with a big strap on then. So... Fucking his girlfriend because he can't get...
I just want to picture this guy in a different light, because we're talking about EDD, we're talking about him being bad at going down, and yet you still get at least two seemingly attractive and sexually charged women.
So Jonelle's upset because he's like, this guy can get a girlfriend and I can't.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, she didn't date him. She just made out with him and left. Like,
okay.
She was
no, but
done.
I'm still like, for you, you were in a relationship
I
with
was
him.
In a relationship.
So he
I
must
did
be
love
nice
him, though.
There. So must
I
be
loved
nice.
Him. I loved his sense of humor.
There you go.
And, I was attracted to him. And I met him through Buttons, actually. No. She introduced me to him.
But I didn't... Yeah. But
yes, you did.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, totally.
But you did. You were in love with him. And the thing is, you know, women...
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, women are more forgiving for things like that when we love someone and when you have an emotional connection with someone.
I did.
But that was really hard for you, too.
Yes, it was. And because I was emotionally connected to him and because the intimacy wasn't working. So it was kind of painful. And... No, he knew I loved him. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. And sex is really important to you. We've talked about that a lot. So for me, even though we have this Parade of Dicks podcast and everybody wants to hear about all the dicks and all that stuff.
I mean, I got plenty of dick stories if you want to segue to something else. Yes.
Well, we do want to hear your dick stories, but dick is more important to you. So one thing that we talked about last week was pubic hair.
I know where you're going
and,
with this.
And since then, actually, I read an article saying that Bush is back, which is basically what we were saying. True. And that's the direction it's going. I'm going to try to grow out my 70s porn bush again. I was trying.
Me too.
I was trying in the spring, and
as
then I had a show.
As long as you keep it manicured at the sides. Like,
no, that's actually the trend, that women are posting pictures of their like thigh bush hanging out of their
overflow.
Bikinis and their shorts, and as a feminist statement now, because for years we've been being told we should shave ourselves like a fucking Barbie, and so now this is the new feminist thing. And Amber Rose posted that picture on Instagram of her full bush, and it was very controversial because no one's fucking seen a bush in like 20 goddamn years. But yes, you do know where I'm going with this. It's not to talk about women's bushes. It's to talk about the man with the longest bush on the planet.
Okay, I'm interested. Let's
and
do
what
this.
Happens. So one night, I'm just going to set it up. So,
it's funny because I recently, I did like sleep with him a couple times.
Recently?
Yeah, I ran into him. Like, yeah, I told you that, right?
I don't know.
And but, I cut him again.
So how did you? Wait. So, right. So
as he was brushing my hair this time, we were drunk and stoned. My God, what the hell were we doing? I don't know.
So
yeah.
Years ago, you met this person. How did you meet him?
I met him at my friend Juliet's birthday party.
Okay, so you met him at Juliet's party. You had a good time, and you brought him home. And you
we started it at her staircase at 4 a.m. We're still shocked to this day that we never got caught. I mean, it was like full
you were
on.
Fucking on the staircase.
Like we not fucking, but everything. I mean, we were like full on nude and everything.
Oh wow!
I don't know how to this day him and I are like, how did we get caught? Like no one came out.
Hmm. Okay.
What time was it though?
4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's passable.
Everyone was so fucked up at that point. Okay, so you met him there, yeah. And you're doing, and then what? You brought him home from there.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Yeah, I was just like, dude, what is up with that hair? It was like his pubes were very long and pointy. Like recently, but some guy like I used how to long? Date was like, pokey your eyes out.
How long?
They're pretty long.
4 inches.
Yeah, I'd say so. And I was like, you gotta cut that shit. And he's like, why don't you cut it for me? I'm like, great, let me go get the scissors. So I did.
So hey. What scissors did you use? Like craft scissors, sewing scissors?
Oh, probably sewing scissors. Some whatever fucking scissors in my junk drawer that I found. What do you mean? What do you think? It was 5 a.m. Why the hell would I find any like good scissors?
Exactly.
Junk drawer.
You know.
So and you told me the story and I died laughing when you told me, but the thing that's most
everybody
important
everybody still remembers him like that. They're like, isn't that the guy whose pubes you cut?
Yeah, but you did it in your bed.
No, but I had my hand underneath it, so I caught
okay,
it.
That was my next question. I'm glad that
this
you went through that.
This time I did it in his bathroom.
But you shouldn't have to trim someone's pubes for them every time you sleep with them.
No, it's kinky.
We had a good time the second time around
there
doing
you go.
It.
She didn't do it
because he was like brushing my hair because I had a beautiful vintage do and it just needed to be done with. Yeah.
Okay.
Second time around, it was a ritual, like kind of like a chimpanzee eating the bugs off of each other.
So every time that you hook up with this person, okay, assume the position.
I don't hook up anymore, actually.
Pass me the scissors, and then that was the rite of passage, kind of like a tribal ceremony. Offer it to the gods.
Would you let someone trim?
I mean, maybe we could donate it to Locks of Love. I'm not sure what this point
I don't
is.
Think they're going to accept that.
It's long enough.
Would you let someone trim your pubes?
Ah, good question. No. I'm kind of really... I'm a bleeder. Like, shit. Okay. No. Like, don't come near me with scissors. I don't know.
Well, you don't always have to trim with the scissors.
All right.
No, well, even more scary then.
What would you trim with? Nail clippers?
Like a buzzer.
A razor.
Yeah.
Or a clipper.
A clippers. Like men use for their fucking gross beards. And their pubes and chest hairs and back hair.
No, that just makes me really nervous. Mm-hmm. No, I would not. No.
Okay.
No.
Do you trim your own?
I trim my own, yes.
Okay.
Are you a landing strip, a triangle?
No, I full bush, but I shave the sides.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey. Because I refuse to look like a little girl and shave it all off.
That's what we were talking about.
Is that I don't want them to think culture. That they're like fucking a 5-year-old with no hair. It's like gross, disgusting.
Okay.
I refuse that. And if the trend is that they're growing it past the bikini line, well, actually in Cuba, I didn't realize that it did, and my friend noticed it on the beach. He's like, girl, the stuff is hanging out. I'm like, it's all right.
Oh.
We're in Cuba. Who fucking cares?
It's beach bush.
I didn't realize it. I'm like, eh.
All right.
So now that we got pubes on your hand.
So we talked about flame crotch. We talked about cutting pubes. And I think we can squeeze in one or two more dick stories from Pandora.
Oh, my goodness.
I do. Shit, I got to think of another dick story. Do you have another dick story to tell us? Something recent?
So let's switch to something good then. Something that you enjoyed and wouldn't mind
doing. That's not fun.
Again.
No, let's not talk about that.
Nah. That's not the kind of person I am either.
Okay, we switch back to misery. Misery loves company.
Me and Buttons don't do that
No,
shit.
We like to...
Sometimes we don't do Cinderella crap.
Sometimes I'm just like, I'm bored or my life is boring that day or I just need a good laugh and I'll call her up and I'm like, what'd you do? And she's like, oh, I went on a date with this guy the other night.
Oh, I got a great story.
Okay.
So,
see?
So it was my birthday about 3 or 4 years ago and my girlfriend's like, oh, come on, girl. He's looking at you. You got to get laid. I was like, it's your birthday. And I was like, that guy, he looks like a little Elvis. She's like, it's okay. And I was sitting on the bar and he was hitting on me, but I didn't realize how, you know, he was a shorter man. And then when I got up, like literally, like he was like up to my boobs or whatever. And
nothing wrong with that, by the way.
Okay. No
she
problem.
Hates that. We can talk about that.
well, you know, a recent person.
Continue with
short,
the little
but,
Elvis.
So we were going to go to my apartment. So he buys condoms and I didn't notice what brand they were or anything like that until we get to the apartment. I was really drunk. And he wasn't good at going down. He refused to go down. And so he was, and it wasn't happening down there either. And I look and the condom box is open and I'm like, you bought Magnums?
Ooh.
I was like, why would you buy Magnums? And his excuse, that's the only ones they had at the store. And I was like,
oh, I thought it was a plot twist. It was a double plot twist.
No boner, no Magnums.
No!
Was it? Did it fit? That would be sad.
I mean, he couldn't get it up, but it was tiny. No, and I was like, no. You bought Magnums?
He's what? Like, what? They did. That's the only ones they had at the store.
I like that you told him.
Yes, I did. I was drunk.
Honey, you don't need that.
You know me.
Have you ever had like a variety of condoms in your drawer and like you've got the Magnums and you've got the regular ones and then you kind of look over at the guy's dick and you're like, regular. And he sees you reach for the regular. And you're like, yep, I've got them all here and you don't fit that category.
Would be an issue, you're like angling it. It's like, option A, option B. Yeah,
I'm
option
pretty intuitive. I've seen plenty of dicks in my lifetime.
How
some
many
professionally.
Dicks
you,
how many
some
dicks?
Not so professionally.
Whoa, what does that mean?
Well, I mean, I used to be a dom, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us your experiences? What kind of dom were you? Were you a specific kind?
Yes, I was a dom, but I wasn't very good at it. Partially because they would come in and be like, no, Mark's mistress, and I wanted to wail on them. And I was like, why not? What are you here for? They're like, sensual. I'm like, I'll give you sensual, my boot and your teeth. But anyway, so a lot of them didn't want marks.
You wanted to be more violent.
I definitely wanted to be more violent.
And they wanted to hide it from their wives.
Yes.
Yeah. Dominant fits your personality. But that's the thing about that stuff is that they want to kind of like tell you what
to do.
Yeah, you got to fit in their box.
Uh-huh.
So.
Kind of weird.
What's the weirdest thing you did as a dom?
Shit. Oh my God.
You shit on someone?
No, I didn't shit on someone. Oh, I would never do that. I have actually, there was this guy a lot, he went to a lot of different places and I got my, and I'm pretty tall and I have very long limbs. So I was able to shove like almost up to my elbow up this.
Whoa.
Did you put something over your arm?
Of course.
What'd you put over your arm?
Gloves and like something like very long. He had the stuff. He brought it in with him.
Was it like gloves that you use for cleaning the kitchen?
Mm. Yeah. I was just amazed because I was like, you know, I'm very tall and I have long arms. That's okay. He paid my rent. So I was like, great. Oh,
perfect. Well, on that note, that was our Zode today.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for being here, Pandora.
Thanks, Pandora. And you're fisting somebody's ass.
And paying my... I got the rent paid.
There you go.
And thank you to that guy who paid her rent.
Yep.
And keep listening. We'll have some more guests right around the corner. And please feel free to call in, write in, tell us what you thought, and ask any follow-up questions.